Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a Radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by the 2020 Subaru Forester, ready for long drives beneath the sun, SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I believe there is a rule which strictly forbids Rush rejoins on this program.
Yeah, but it's Geddy Lee's birthday today.
So. Oh, yes.
Oh. How old?
67.
Oh. All right, that's just under the jinx cusp.
I believe that Neil Peart was one of the Peart. Very first Oh Man Jinx on this new program.
You're right about that.
Almost a year ago.
The second one was the Red Sox.
Hey.
All right. 617-779-7937 if you'd like to call this morning and be on the show, or if you would prefer to text, the text line is 37937. We will get to Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer, and you can get all of your legal questions answered for free coming up at 8:15, but right now this...
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses. People are so dumb.
All right, well, we listened to everything that happened in this country yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
Well, it's fitting on our one-year anniversary. We have a Hillman Jinx as our dumbest of the day. David Pasternak answered questions in Toronto yesterday.
Are you kidding me? This is what you chose.
Piling on. This is
what you chose as the dumbest of the day out of everything yesterday?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Dumber than Trump.
He spoke to the media yesterday.
Yes, he addressed the questions as to his whereabouts over the last couple weeks.
Okay.
All right. I'm never sick, so I don't think I've done anything wrong. You know, obviously, it's a tough bounce there, and unfortunately, you know, happened what happened, and I had to miss some times. You know, obviously, the protocol is to stay in quarantine, so unfortunately, be locked down at home for a while. You know, it's nothing I can control. You know, obviously, I take full responsibility for my actions, and you know, I'm sorry, but how I said, I'm finally back, and I feel good out there, and you know, can't wait to be back with the boys.
Am I correct in assuming you went through 14 days, then you had to do it again because you went and practiced with that group in Malden? Is that what happened here? Because JP only told us you went into a quarantine, and we haven't had any the back details on that.
Yeah, that's correct. So you said it right. Couldn't say that any better.
I think he said that he was sorry because he didn't strictly follow the quarantine rules.
But at first he said it wasn't his fault, like he didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean...
It was out of his control.
Listen, how can it be his fault? If you live in the North End and you see an awful lot of people outside enjoying pasta and gravy...
Like it's Miami.
And like it's Miami. And you're tempted to go out there and have a meal or two with people. How he's right. That's not his fault.
There's a difference between a meal or two and like a really aggressive bro hug or maybe a bumping into or I don't know, other things that might happen when bros celebrate.
Danielle, Dwight Schrute offered a better apology.
This is true. This is true.
Couches on the sidewalk, couches on the street. Like, this isn't Miami. Like, what are you building, a nightclub on Hanover Street?
But I thought this is wartime and they're supposed to rally to unify the nation and represent all of us no matter what istan they come from.
Right. Yes. The NFL draft takes on a whole new meaning now with this military comparison. Yeah. Like, I mean,
all is good. He's fine now. We got
Well, we don't know that he missed weeks of camp. If he sucks on the ice, we're gonna come back to this every game.
Well, he's not gonna suck on the ice. The guy is the NHL's leading scorer.
If he does, you are never gonna hear the end of it.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault for having a dinner with the guy if he sucks on the ice. That's his fault. I hate to break it to everybody.
He's gotta deliver, by the way. He and the top line were shut down in the cup final last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm big on the Bruins, but they have a lot to prove.
Listen, you got exhibition hockey tomorrow night, and then you got a game Saturday at 3 o'clock, which is perfect.
Sunday, but there are five other games that count. Series start Saturday.
So I talked
to Ken over the phone yesterday. He was as giddy as I've ever heard him. He just hit him for some reason that hockey's going to be back this weekend.
There were games on TV yesterday. I almost cried. It was really emotional.
In that tweet last night, Ken, like, oh my god, five game ones. It looks like I've entered life's cheat code.
I was seriously emotional.
You didn't say that. Did you?
He did, and I get castigated for my honk tweets.
That was a total Fitzy tweet. I'll admit.
Oh, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, hooray!
That was a Mike Tyson's punch out reference, which is 0-7-3-7-3-5-9-6-3.
Nice.
Is that the number for the station?
That's the Tyson vote.
But you're
charges may apply.
Listen, you're gonna have guys.
Stale's home number.
I don't care. I don't care what the sport is. You're gonna have guys who aren't gonna follow the rules. And I mean, and it's you know, it's like real life. I mean, there are gonna be people in your workplace that are not gonna be following a certain rule, and those people are gonna you're gonna have to weed them out. Mm-hmm. It's no different. I mean, in my opinion, the Marlins. They ought to, if they know that they went to the strip joint in Atlanta, then they ought to have to forfeit these games, forfeit through Sunday or whatever. They maybe are going to be able to play come Sunday, right? That's the latest from Major League Baseball.
I heard through Sunday, but you could be right.
All right. So whatever. They ought to have to, if they went to a strip joint in Atlanta, then they ought to forfeit those games and then resume after that point. I mean, it's not the end of the world. I heard Dale yesterday talking like, I think he said it was chilling what happened.
Chilling.
Chilling when it came to the Marlins testing positive. Like,
Turns out it's
chilling.
Well, it was a massive outbreak. Aren't you stunned by the numbers, just the sheer numbers of it?
No, I'm not stunned by
I'm
guys.
I'm not stunned now that I know what happened.
Mm-hmm. I'm not stunned that guys who go to a strip joint and are taking dollar bills with their teeth and placing them in the garter of a working woman.
The pantaloons.
That's what I call them.
I'm not worried about
But what
I mean,
about
I,
the 24 hours, Greg? Me. The 24 hours of nationwide wall-to-wall coverage on how the Miami Marlins were emblematic of the horrible work in Florida with COVID response.
Right.
And it had nothing.
And nothing to do with it.
Literally
nothing whatsoever. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not surprising. They're professional athletes. They're going to go to strip joints. I mean, it's not. If Major League Baseball wanted to try to prevent that, then they should have, I guess, tried to come up with some kind of a, you know, a bubble situation. But there's no. I mean, Lou was talking about it on the show yesterday. When you have to have 15 games a day, every day, there's no place where you can do your hero, President Cuomo yesterday, Ken. Was suggesting that Major League Baseball move all games to New York.
Yeah, come to New York. Love
that's
it.
Wasn't New York the hot zone? And he wants but he's finally New York is finally on the right track, and he wants to invite everybody there.
Yes, correct.
It's a ghost town, though.
Yeah. So it doesn't surprise me that there are guys that are going to go to Magic City or wherever they went when they get a chance when they're on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Magic City, where all your troubles disappear. Please remember to be liberal with your singles, as our entertainers are with their mingles. Socially distanced, of course. Heard we have some special guests in the house tonight. The Miami Marlins. Speaking of reeling in some fish and going deep, let's introduce our featured performer. Coming up on the main stage, she's a super spreader, and not just of the virus, if you know what I mean. Here's COVID Candy. Over on stage A, she's got the cure for your pandemic blues. You're going to want to visit the quarantine lounge with Maxine the Vaccine. And on stage B, she's asymptomatic, though she did just test positive for being sexy. Don't mind the cough, fellas. Here's Mona Corona. All right, everyone, enjoy. And don't forget to get your orders in for wings, flats, or drums before heading back to your bubble.
What? I mean, what is the unavoidable attraction of Magic City? I mean, these guys have to go to Magic City when they're in Atlanta.
It is unbelievable.
I mean, would you go to a strip joint right now during this? I mean,
why not?
No.
That's the funniest
Probably
question.
Probably safer than the grocery store.
Would I go to a strip club right now? Are you not? Are you nuts?
No, you wouldn't, right? Is that the last place you'd go to?
Possibly.
Okay. What about a booze cruise? Would you go on a booze cruise right now? You would,
of course. Okay.
Air exchange.
Honestly, on a boat, upstairs, good weather, nice, nautical cross breeze, like you said, Danielle. Hell yeah, I would.
Did you hear the mayor yesterday? We don't have time right now, but did you hear his press conference yesterday?
I watched the whole thing.
He's acting like the booze cruise was Biogen 2.
We don't know yet.
I mean, are you kidding me? 100 people on a boat?
Marty's a nice enough guy, but he is in over his head. It is so clear. Like, he just doesn't understand. He can't communicate effectively. And yesterday, as part of his presser, probably get to it later, but he's cautioning parents against having birthday parties for their kids.
I know. I mean, well, why don't we'll get to that after trending.
Yeah.
But yeah, about like a birthday party for your kid?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Like,
is everybody okay with allowing an entire year of memories, you know, once in a lifetime memories, human interaction, social experiences, just completely passing away, and when you're only granted 75 of them, or 55 of them, or 65.
The year that was erased. The year that wasn't.
You're okay with that? Everybody's okay with it.
This is where we're headed. It's the year that wasn't.
Okay. Let's see. This is Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Curtis. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, Fitzy.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I purposely left Ken Jong-un out because he's just trying to sabotage this show. I want to remind him that it's the Greg Hill Show.
Listen, all right? Ken speaks for a considerably large group of people who
uninformed.
They're not uninformed. They may feel differently about things, and that's why Ken's voice is important, Bill.
Greg, please don't hang up right now. Give me 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
When he sabotaged, first he sabotaged Curtis, right?
Yeah.
And then he sabotaged you, all right? And then when you were off the show, okay, he was mocking you. You know, it was just, dude. Let's do it. Why don't we do a poll on who wants Ken Laird, you know, banished from the Greg Hill
Show? All right, I'm putting it up right now. Should we banish Ken Laird from the Greg Hill Show?
Where are we going to send him?
I clicked yes.
We're going to put him in the Phantom Zone?
He's going to be relegated to Mud at Night.
Oh,
listen,
God.
I feel the need to stand up for Ken. Ken was not the reason why I was on quarantine.
You were the reason why you were on quarantine.
Ken was not. Ken was not.
As far as Curtis goes, I saved them the state. I mean, God.
That's true.
And none of his family wanted to go to Florida anymore either, so what the hell?
You did ruin the guy's vacation.
I mean,
you completely ruined
everything
the guy's
vacation.
Everything
was closed.
Vacation.
He would have gone there and sat in a hotel room. There was no bars, no restaurants.
That's not bad, though, right, Curtis?
He just would have gone to the beach and then taken pictures of people, oddly, and then posted them to the Greg Hill Show account.
And?
While listening to Mutt.
Right.
That would have been fine.
All right. I probably did mock you while you were gone, but I mean, what the hell?
We'll get to, Curtis is right. We'll get to the no birthday party dictate from the Burgermeister Meister Burger coming up in just a few moments. The Burgermeister didn't like toys. You don't know that, Ken, because you never watched that Christmas special.
Nobody's watched that Christmas special.
No. The Burgermeister slipped on a toy when he was walking down the stairs and broke his leg, and therefore he banned all toys. So in the case of our own Burgermeister here in Boston, he doesn't like birthday parties because apparently when he was a kid, nobody ever gave him a birthday party. So we will get to the ban on birthday parties coming up after Ken Laird and What is Trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
If you've been waiting for in-person weekly coaching, you are in luck. All Awaken 180 locations are reopened. They are accepting new clients. Check them out online, awaken180weightloss.com. More faith in Ron Radke or Marty Walsh at this point, Greg? Where are you in terms of the confidence meter?
Well, I mean, listen, you were talking, or Mike from Florida was talking about the survivability rate the Vietnam War and World War II.
19% survival, a 19% chance of not coming home safe.
I believe we ought to honor Ron Reneke for survived the Alamo, didn't he?
I survived the Alamo, I survived the bubonic plague, the black plague, even some you haven't heard, like the purple plague.
He was in the basement.
He made a pitching change last night. He walked to the bullpen.
He's got to get his steps in. The malls aren't open.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a call on my magic sword from my friend King Arthur. Hello?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's unlikely he'll survive the end of this season as the manager of the Red Sox. Lou hinted at that yesterday.
He'll pass away.
He wasn't supposed to survive past this. He's a placeholder.
Well,
the guy's a placeholder.
I guess. Yeah. You think they'll bring Cora back?
Cora's coming back.
By the way, over to the NFL, where they're worried about things, Bruce Arians, Tampa coach, did you see he's going to wear the full face shield on the sideline? Three-time cancer survivor, but he said, I'm going to be on the sideline. Can't keep me off there. So, obviously mask and full shield.
Bill's going to wear it too, but cut half of it off.
Yes. I'm here for those lines.
All right, so Fitzy, how many of these are real serious starters with the Patriots? Patrick Chung?
Yep.
Marcus Cannon?
Yep.
Donta Hightower, of course. Brandon Bolden, your report yesterday.
He's a special team hardcore player and kind of does everything on the team, so that's a big loss.
Danny Vitale.
So you just lost four starters and a super sub. That's so bad.
That's four from my list of 30. Wiggy was giving me one of the four.
Did you see Greg perk up when you said super sub?
And we lost our first elite or like kind of elite skill player yesterday, Devin Funchess, wide receiver for the Packers. Out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are going to be guys who don't, for whatever the reason is, don't want to risk it. But that doesn't mean that the majority of NFL players aren't in camp and excited to play football. So the show must go on, Ken. The show must go on.
Show must go on. Patriots reporting this weekend, we believe, was the latest release from the Pats. They're getting their tests done this week. Red Sox gave up 8 last night. They fell to 1-4 on the season. They'll do it in New York tonight, start of a 7-game road swing. 6:10 pregame on the Shaws and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. The more exciting baseball was from former Red Sox pitcher Joe Kelly, who brought tensions to a boil in the late innings against the Astros. The Cheaters, 3-0 fastball behind the head of Alex Bregman. Kelly yawned on the mound after throwing the fastball past them. There were several other issues. Eventually, the bench is cleared. Here's Dusty Baker, the Nats manager, describing what really got the Astros upset after the game.
You know, what really enraged everybody is when, you know, he told Carlos, I mean, he struck him out. And he told him, nice swing, bitch. And see, what are you supposed to do then? And then what upset me is that the umpires warned us. You know, why don't you warn him? You know, he's the one throwing the ball, and he's the one that started this mess in the first place.
Nice swing, bitch, was the Joe Kelly quote after striking out Carlos Correa.
There were a couple of STFUs thrown in there as well.
Yeah, there were.
But, you know, in all seriousness, the Red Sox problems aren't on Reneke. They're on the horrendous pitching staff heading into the season, expecting anything else.
He wore his underwear on the outside of his pants.
I mean,
what's wrong with a high waist look?
Ken, you have to agree.
Of course.
I mean, obviously, you know, Erod being healthy, being there makes somewhat of a difference. So I guess you got to give him a little bit of a pass. But to expect anything else from this pitching staff would have been ridiculous.
Renicki gave a behind the clubhouse closed door meeting where he gave all the players $50 gift cards to Olive Garden and told them all about bottomless breadsticks. They were so pumped.
Not to mention the offense. Benintendi's 1-for-16, Bogart's 3-for-18, Devers 4-for-21, Chavis, Danielle's guy is 0-for-9.
Yeah, they're not hitting, and they have, honestly, this is the worst Red Sox pitching staff I can remember in my 46 years of watching baseball. It is pathetic.
The worst in 46 years.
I mean, back in the good old days when Bob Lobel on the Channel 4 News used to play like the blowtorch brigade siren when someone would come in from the bullpen, that looks like Clemens and Hurst and Schiraldi and the steamer the ghost of Al Nipper would be better. This is awful. Matt Hall starting? Who are these guys? Seriously, 10 ERA, and that's what you could do in game four on the season?
Well, it's 9.7. I mean,
The ace goes tonight, though, Eovaldi.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All you got. And the Celtics sat out all their starters last night. Carson Edwards, 19, but the exhibition slate is over for the Seas. They started for real Friday night against the Bucks. 8 regular season games to wind up toward the playoffs. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Greg Hill Show. This is EEI.
I also just ask people, as we think about the rest of the summer, when you think about birthday parties and cookouts and things like that, be very careful. You don't want to see as outbreaks of coronavirus in your backyards or in parks around the city of Boston, and that's another reason why we're not going to be having parades this summer and this fall.
Kids' birthday party is like a parade. What do you have? 10 kids, 15 kids. In Nick's case, his parents could only find 3 kids to go to the birthday party.
Oh, but we sent the invitation.
What are you talking about, Greg? You're sleeping on. You're burying the lead. Fat kids. Everyone wanted to come to the kids' birthday party because who ate better and more than I did?
My parents paid each kid $100 to show up.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a real issue for this city. Those parents who are going to be having birthday parties for their kids.
What an absolute bumbling moron. Honest to God.
Wow.
You have a 10-year-old kid. Their birthday is August 16th. He's looking forward to playing wiffle ball in the backyard with his buddies and have a big cake and pizza on his birthday.
Yeah.
And Mayor Walsh says, be very careful. We don't want an outbreak in your backyard.
In your backyard.
Have we seen any backyard outbreaks, Mayor? Outside.
Not yet, but it could happen. It could happen.
Possible.
I want to play. It's a little long, but I was watching that press conference yesterday, and he got asked about shutting down the Bay State cruise lines.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the booze cruise.
Yeah.
And he starts.
Windy.
Well, he starts talking about how he connected the booze cruise to children dying.
I want to play.
It's a little long, but I want to play his answer, Ken, if we can, yesterday when it came to shutting down the cruise line.
This is about Bay State Cruises and who's to enforce it. I mean, the city doesn't have jurisdiction necessarily on the harbor, but I know I read today the company and their response. As I mentioned in the very beginning of this press conference, or right at the beginning of the press conference, gatherings like that are extremely dangerous right now. I certainly understand businesses wanting to open. I certainly understand businesses wanting to be successful, and we want them to be successful.
You
but
do?
Putting hundreds of people on a boat, putting hundreds of people in a park, putting hundreds of people on sides of a street, lining, watching a parade, is extremely dangerous right now. As I mentioned earlier, for 4 consecutive days, we've had 1,000 Americans die due to COVID-19. We've had our own challenges. Over 7,000 Bostonians have died due to COVID-19. And our numbers right now are trending in the right direction. We have concerns about opening schools. We have concerns about opening colleges. We have concerns about opening restaurants. But it really is incumbent upon businesses and individuals to not put yourself in a dangerous situation. And if you put yourself in a dangerous situation, this virus kills. And I've heard the stories, well, it doesn't kill young people, but young people have died of the virus. It doesn't kill children, but young children have died of the virus. It only kills older people. Older, healthy people have died of the virus.
Not in mass.
Children?
No children in mass.
There's not a single child who's died in Massachusetts,
no.
Is there?
No, there are 16 people in the age group 20 to 29. 35 and 30 to 39. 88, 40 to 49, 310, 50 to 59. The rest are all 60 plus.
Yeah.
The bulk of the cases, 5,300 plus, are 80 plus age group.
I mean, to me.
So wait, this was beautiful. I loved when he was listing off the getting together in a park, lining the streets for a parade. Where was the mention of the protests?
The what?
The protests.
Protests. Oh, God, they weren't mentioned. I mentioned it as my lead this morning. Public school nurses in Massachusetts are going to have a sit-in today. Hundreds of them. Mm-hmm. To protest.
Are you joining just because they're sitting?
To protest the opening of school. The opening of schools.
Greg Hill sits in solidarity with anyone.
Ordway's all in on that.
Because they think it's dangerous to open schools up and have 20 or 30 kids together in a class,
mm-hmm. Yes.
A couple hundred of them are going to go sit together outside the state house and breathe on each other for a couple hours.
These are the same people that kill Trump because, quote, facts matter, right? This is the whole fake news Trump thing. He is just doing the exact thing that he's blaming Trump for doing. He's lying in order to get more power over us.
I mean, Ken, were you concerned about that booze cruise when you saw the photos? Is it because there were so many people standing up on the poop deck, or where's the poop deck?
Being swabbed. Is that ironic?
Which deck is where they all? They're all on the top deck. But I mean, you're going 9 nautical knots, and you got a breeze. You have an ocean breeze blowing in. I mean, isn't there a chance that the droplets are going to head out to sea and not on your neighbor?
It's not spreading out of doors on a boat on open water. That's not where we're going to have a super spreader incident. If it's a casino, if they're all below deck, yes. But on that, no.
And Greg, a 781 texter nailed it. Curtis's parents gave him his first booze cruise for his 10th birthday, and he turned out fine.
What a treat.
This is Joe from Lowell. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
Hey, how long ago were these protests that took place in the city of Boston? Probably over a month ago now?
Yeah. 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Curtis is right.
Theoretically, this virus is so contagious. Shouldn't we be seeing a spike in cases right now?
Yes. Yes, but
isn't that a proof that don't we have proof through the protests that we can gather in mass and not spread the disease, spread the virus?
I don't know. I mean, are we to believe that everybody who was protesting was wearing a mask? I mean, is that
Of course not. If you looked at news footage, you would see.
Yes, I mean,
shouldn't that be a barometer for Marty Walsh to be able to say, hey, you can have your 10-year-old kid's birthday without living in fear?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, come on, man. This is getting a little ridiculous. We all started this out in March and April. We did what we had to do. The numbers are down. The system that they put in place worked. People are adhering to the rules generally. Let's move forward.
I would agree. This is Jonathan from Chelsea. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning, morning crew.
Hey, Jonathan.
How you doing?
Not bad. Just working outside, dying out here.
Stay hydrated.
Question for you. Seriously, right? Question for you, Greg, and to anybody else who wants to answer this one either. What does Marty have to gain from your? Because you're saying by the sounds of what you're saying, it's like he's doing all this on purpose, and he wants to shut down all the businesses.
What?
And like, because if the businesses don't run, isn't that bad for the city, which is bad for him, which gets him voted out? If he does nothing and old people die, isn't that really the people who vote anyway? So isn't that another chance of him getting voted out? So isn't he kind of like, you know what I mean?
I think that by being overly cautious, there's no risk whatsoever. So that's why they act in this way, is because...
Okay, but let's go down the same road, though. So you want him to open because the numbers have been better? Because I've been listening to you guys. I listen every day, right?
Yes.
So if he opens too fast, isn't it a California situation now? Because isn't California doing bad now? Because they opened a little too early? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. He's in such a messed up situation, man.
Do you know, Jonathan, do you have any friends who are unemployed? Like, do you know how stressful that is for people?
Of course it must be stressful, man. But right now, most of those people have been getting paid, man. If you're unemployed in the state of Massachusetts specifically, you've been getting paid. My brother was getting more money than me. And just to stay home, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and I work construction. You'd think I'd be getting paid pretty decent. But no, I had to work. Thankfully, I got paid, like I told you, when I was sick for those, like, almost a month at home.
Yeah.
I did get paid. But it's I don't know. I put my mask on. I try to adhere to some of the rules. I'm not... I want everything to be over just like everybody else, man. But if we go the same route as some of these other states where they're opening things up too early, we might just backslide, man.
Yeah,
well, you know what I mean. I don't want that to happen. I want to go back to normal just like everybody else. I'm sick of the mask. I'm sick of all of it, dude. But I put it on.
Yeah, but Jonathan, I think
I don't want my grandma to die.
Jonathan, your point that this may get him voted out. I mean, the mayor of Boston's never voted out. I mean, Menino was not the brightest bulb. And he was here for like six
terms.
Well,
because who votes, though? Who votes?
Democrats.
Old people.
Old people.
Old, no. Old people, for the
Russia.
Most part. You know that. No, you pay attention. Russia.
No, but I'm saying.
Man, so if the old people are there for him, he's good, man.
I mean.
He doesn't have to worry about the rest of the people, man.
Ted Kennedy killed a woman, and he was reelected for the rest of his life.
Define kill.
Oh, come on, man. Have a great day, guys. Right. Love you guys.
Right. Went to breakfast.
He just gave her a chance at opting out.
She
early.
Wanted to take a swim.
Okay, can we not do this?
It was called the old underwater opt out.
No.
It was a traffic accident.
It was.
He had amnesia.
Right. He thought he was getting in an autonomous car.
God, do you see how sore his neck was after?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, you throw on the neck brace and the voters will reelect you every single time.
And as the chief of police at Chappaquiddick, I can't believe I let him off.
It was so weird yesterday, Greg, following your meeting with Zarbano when Ken and I went in, he had a neck brace on.
Hey, speaking of neck braces, what time is Larry coming on?
All right. We are going to get to Danielle and today's news coming up next.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Wake up, baby.
Tell your friends.
I love it.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network. It's time for...
Good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. Learn more when you go online at northeastmenshealth.com.
What's going on with schools? Are your kids going back? Are they not? Whether it's elementary, high school, or college, a lot of information is still unclear when it comes to the fall school schedule. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh spoke about this yesterday, especially when it pertains to college students.
We also need to stay very vigilant as college students make their way back to Boston next month. I'm certainly concerned about the thousands of young people coming to our city, especially from areas around the country that are experiencing recent surges in COVID-19 cases.
Some of these colleges are going to be testing kids every other day. Like, I think it's Colby College that is going to be testing every other day. What is your guess on the percentage of college students who will wake up and make it to their test on time on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday morning?
So I have to go back to college, but I'm prohibited from crushing hard seltzers and getting laid every weekend, and I can't watch sports, but I'm supposed to get a swab stuck up to my brainstem every other day.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm going back to mom and dad's basement.
Yeah, all set, thanks. My goodness. Now, Winchester is getting rid of their mascot, the Winchester Sachems. They voted unanimously to retire the mascot. It's been a years-long debate, as it has in many other communities that have Native American-themed or based mascots.
Uh-huh.
Last night, the school committee voted unanimously to get rid of the Sachem mascot. They had a virtual Zoom meeting that lasted for 5 hours. There was a lot of public testimony. We've got a little audio from the conference call.
It erases the identity of Native people and generates stereotypes about what a Native person looks like. We are the only race that's used for mascots right alongside animals.
What are they? Are they going with the Winchester High School Football Club? Is that what they're?
Temporarily, yes. The interim name,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're just going as the Winchester Interims.
Well, if if Wiggy were here, he would say that there's going to be no high school football anyway. So
correct.
They have some time.
Yes. Speaking of name changes, did you see this story this morning that they're putting a commission?
Yes.
In order
the Senate's putting a task force together to change our state. Symbol or seal, our state seal.
Why?
Yes. Well, because it has a Native American on it.
Oh. Well, they certainly weren't here.
I think the Native American is brandishing some sort of a weapon or something.
Well, the Native American's yelling, why did you hire this guy as your mayor?
No, it kept everyone whole.
So we're gonna put a task force together to identify a task force that could theoretically change our... What would be... A potential new state seal.
Belichick's face.
Maybe we just have a
public radio bag.
We should have a pilgrim wearing a face mask. Might be the seal of Massachusetts.
How about it's just a duck boat with fat people on it drinking?
Yeah, it's just a big booze cruise picture.
Probably at this point, it should just say Mass or MA or something.
I think
something,
it just should say
something,
hi.
Something that nobody would complain about. It should have the tax collector should be on there.
No, just that's, coexist.
Oh, God. That person did not cut you off, and they are not driving a Prius. Ever, ever, ever.
I'm with her.
I am with her. Speaking of her, let's get to the Karen report.
Karen, I was depending on that.
And now, Karen! The Karen report.
Why did you do that?
Karen!
This one is the drone Karen, and it happened in Seattle.
Drone Karen?
Drone Karen. There was a man, a black man, taking drone video of a home that was being listed for sale. This is a very popular thing they do with real estate listings now. The man was a photographer who owns a drone who had been hired by Redfin, the real estate brokerage firm, to take photos and video of a home that's about to be listed.
Right.
Karen thinks the guy's up to something, and he's suspect. So she confronts him, and it's on video.
You're going to come over your custody and say, I'm filming women, really?
Yes.
When I'm working for Redfin.
What is this doing here?
I'm working for Redfin, taking drone photos then for a house being sold.
Okay.
Who are you?
What's your name? I'm going to go call
Redfin.
No,
you don't need to know my name. What's your name?
Caitlin?
Yes,
are you doing
great, you can go back inside, Caitlin.
I'll go talk to my neighbor.
Great, go ahead. Go ahead. Caitlin. You are ridiculous. Go home. Go home, Karen. Go home.
Oh,
go home, Karen, please.
Oh,
please, go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so filming people with your drone is, is now
right,
scary.
So I'm filming people with my drone, really. That's you think what I'm doing?
Yes, you did.
Oh, because I'm black. You think I'm just out here filming filming you?
That.
Really?
Don't
get out of here.
That.
Go, get out.
Don't give me
leave.
That.
Get out, Karen. Just
Redfin,
leave, Karen.
Dude.
Call Redfin.
Yes.
I don't care.
Yes, I
call
will.
Redfin.
I will.
Please, waste your time like you're wasting my time.
The whole entire country needs a giant shot of some kind
you
of
you think
like not never mind alcohol like some kind of a calming soothing drug or something.
Some
we need to put magnesium in the water supply so we can relax
everybody down.
How about some 7-Up?
Freaking ridiculous. I mean, my God,
I was the first person to put lithium in it.
Wait, 7-Up have lithium in it?
7-Up had lithium in it. That's why it was called, it was a magic elixir. It actually had, like, that's why it lifted up your mood.
Oh. A magic
Coca-Cola
elixir.
Coca-Cola had cocaine and 7-Up had lithium.
Those were the days.
Those were the days indeed.
Don't you think our city would be in better shape if we made Renicky the mayor and Marty Walsh the Red Sox manager?
Yep. And then we take the entire Red Sox team out back and drown them like those witches in Salem.
Oh, no. Terrible. Are you looking forward to the Emmys at all, Greg?
Wait, did you ask that question earnestly?
It might have been a hint of sarcasm.
Did the nominations come out?
Nominations
yesterday?
Have come out. Now, that, it will air live on ABC. It's the 72nd Primetime Emmy Awards on September 20th. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting because he hasn't been canceled yet. But we can go over a few of the nominees if you would like. For Outstanding Drama Series, we had Better Call Saul, Killing Eve, Ozark, Stranger Things, Succession, Handmaid's Tale, The Crown, and The Mandalorian.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Deal with it, America.
Why? You think you can't? Please don't tell me you think Mandalorian was better than this season of Ozark or Succession.
So good. And I think you forgot to mention Dale and Keith in there.
You would?
Yes, I didn't see this season of Succession. I thought season three of Ozark was excellent.
Oftentimes season three is a dud of a season. Ooh. Ozark absolutely nailed it, in my opinion.
I concur 100%.
They're only doing one more season of that show. Is that correct?
I haven't seen that, and I don't like that information.
I thought that that's what they said.
I wouldn't be surprised if they end up going the same distance as Breaking Bad. But who knows how? Everyone got pretty evil at the end of season three. Where else could they take these guys?
Believe me.
There's plenty of places.
Are there depths?
There's plenty to do with Marty and Wendy.
Ozark did clean up with the noms, too, for... Jason Bateman and Laura Linney both got nominated for Outstanding Lead Actor and Actress in a Drama Series. Then when we go over to comedy, Outstanding Comedy Series, Curb, Dead to Me, Insecure, S Creek, The Good Place, The Kaminsky Method, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and What We Do in the Shadows.
And Dining Playbook.
Billy's psyched.
Jeez. And that's like an errant shot across the bow.
I don't think it was errant.
Of the dining playbook people.
I apologize.
True story. Mutt likes that show. He used to talk about it.
I must have lost. Oh, by the way, somewhere Wiggy is psyched because, as is Rich Keefe, the show we've told you should watch, Watchmen, cleaned up, most nominated show.
Really?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Awesome show. Awesome show.
In Netflix, one thing, Greg, next season, final season, Netflix tweet said they're going out with a bang. Ozark will be back for an expanded 14-episode final season.
And that's
this is heartbreaking. Yeah,
that's a double season, though. That's okay.
How are they going to resolve
and
that?
And what about Reese Witherspoon? Did she get nominated for Best Actress for, Big Little Lies?
No, she did not.
Or that the fire? What's the fire show? The
little
fire,
fires everywhere. Little, supposed to be very good. I've heard. I haven't watched it.
You didn't watch it?
No, I haven't.
It's really good.
Is it?
She didn't get nominated for anything.
She did not.
Not even the morning show. She was miscast in the morning show. But Curtis and I still love that show.
Steve Carell was nominated for outstanding lead actor in the morning show. Definitely not for Space Force though.
Oh my gosh!
Anything for Outer Banks?
Hey,
Negativo.
Don't sleep on Outer Banks season two.
He did. He fell asleep. What lasted longer,
Space Force or Extra Sauce?
Again, coming at the dining room.
Pandemic. Pandemic.
There's talk of bringing Extra Sauce back in the fall.
It should be back.
I mean, it was a victim of the pandemic.
Hell, Skate Pod got pulled and Bar Fights never even did a single episode. did it happen?
Now, Greg, you have Tony Award watch parties, but not Emmy Awards? I mean... What the hell?
He stays up late for the show, Ken. It's show prep.
No, but seriously, is there going to be anything worse than this year's Emmy Awards? It's going to be done Zoom style.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
And Jimmy Kimmel's going to recycle Oscar jokes for it, and it's just going to be all social justice shaming.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be insufferable.
They moved all the award shows to April or something like that, so the big ones, like the Oscars and the Golden Globes, and I don't know. I don't enjoy award shows. I watch them because something happens and we have to talk about it. I guess.
Moonlight.
Yeah.
Let's head south to Florida.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida, but that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
These people that think they're not going to get caught somehow in these grand scams, but there's a fella from Miami by the name of David Hines, who's 29 years old, who fraudulently obtained over $4 million in PPE loans meant for struggling businesses.
$4 million?
Using his moving companies. And he bought, a $300,000 Lamborghini. He paid for ridiculously overpriced hotel rooms. Like, there was a $4,000 charge at the Fontainebleau in Miami. Is it the Cité Hotel in Miami Beach? There's like almost an $8,000 charge there. A couple transfers to mom in the amount of $15,000 a piece. You're going to get taxed on at least 16 grand of that.
He bought an iPad at Logan.
How dare you? I will cut you. Bought diamonds. So far, the government, I believe, has been able to recover about $3.4 million from his bank, and they've seized the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
He claimed, according to the criminal complaint, that he needed $4 million a month to pay his employees at his various moving companies. And then this DB posted like all these photos of him living the life, and his payroll essentially wound up being 12 people, and he paid them all on Venmo or Zelle, so didn't go through any kind of, you know, taxable payroll company. The largest payment noted in the complaint is for $3,000. Before the payments, he had just 30 cents in one of his business accounts, and the other one was 31.
More than we do here.
meanwhile, like, Mom and Pop Smith in Iowa lost their hardware store that they had for 40 years because they can't get a PPE loan. This guy's glomming on to $4 million of it.
The week before he was arrested for this, he was fined for refusing to wear a mask in Miami Beach, which he called hilarious and disturbing.
All right.
This is basically Tom Brady's story.
Ken!
Unbelievable. Yeah. And then speaking of masks, did you see that Ming Dynasty in Marshfield got shut down?
No.
What happened?
Well, serving underage patrons?
Friday night, they had, they're estimating anywhere between 100 to 150 people crowded into the Ming Dynasty. Most people not wearing masks. They conducted a check of the Ming Dynasty about 11 p.m. Several individuals were photographed by the ABCC in violation of COVID-19 safety regulations. 10 to 15 people were standing outside ripping butts not wearing masks, which you can't really do when you're... By the way...
People have had it. People are done with quarantine.
One of my favorite things to see in the car is the old person ripping a cigarette with the mask around their chin, wearing latex gloves.
It's
one of the best sights.
Just warms your heart.
I mean, it's just... I'm like, Linda, God bless you, honey.
Oh, man.
So, God bless you.
Was there like a secret knock at the Ming Dynasty for...
No, I guess they just weren't expecting...
easy access.
Yeah, they weren't expecting someone from the ABCC to come
by. Make a great feature on Donnie Playbook.
Gotta try that poo-poo platter.
So they've been shut down?
They get shut down.
That's too bad.
By the way, Phantom Gourmet, is that just gone?
Well, yeah.
They're rebranding.
They're doing a rebrand. Well, you know, Dave Andelman resigned.
Yes.
No, I saw
and
that.
I'm sure that he will not be involved in the orchestration of that business going forward whatsoever.
There will be no checks cut.
I'm sure his brothers will not allow him to have any say in the business whatsoever.
No, I don't think we can. It's been too long of a thing that we can't. There's no way you can pin that on Greg.
Yes.
No way whatsoever.
All right. Well, that's not a jinx?
I don't think that's a first-year show jinx? I don't think so. No.
All right. Anything else?
No, that was all.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
And if you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.